Hello and welcome to a very special edition here of the FTI Combat Sports Show. I am Chris Asbrock. I'm joined here with Jin Kim.
How you doing?
We are here to, this is a nice little, a brief show we're going to be doing. We're actually going to be interviewing Lauren Davies, who is making her MMA debut, pro debut that is, in the Elite Fighting Series event coming up in Dayton, Ohio. This coming Saturday night, we've been granted access to Lauren. She's been so kind to join us. So, with that being said, we're going to give her a call and get this interview going. So, I think that's pretty much it. I think that's the gist of the show.
Yep.
Alrighty then. Well, let's get her on the phone and we'll get this going. So again, we are joined here by Lauren Davies, who is making her pro debut here in the Elite Fighting Series event on Saturday night. Lauren, again, like you said, we thank you so much for joining us. With this being your pro debut, how's the training camp gone so far for you?
The training is going very well, and just wanted to clarify real quick, it's just amateur. I'm not going to be a pro, so I'm making my amateur debut.
Okay, well, there we go.
A little bit different. No,
still
no
big deal.
To the face, but no, it's I really enjoy the training camp. I've been training like every day for the past year and a half.
Oh, wow.
I love doing it. I love being here, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great hobby.
How did you get into the sport? I mean, do you have a background in wrestling or judo?
No, not up until a year and a half ago did I start the MMA stuff. I did do boxing.
Oh, okay.
I did start boxing like 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I started like 3 years ago, but I had a baby, so I had to quit for a while because I can't really be punched in the stomach while I'm pregnant. But so just up until recently, like a year ago, I started the MMA and jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and kickboxing stuff.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Well, that's good. You know, it's something we, when we spoke with Rob on Tuesday, he spoke, briefly about, the card and everything like that. And especially, with the explosion of women's mixed martial arts now, you're starting to see a lot more fighters. And it's a great thing. And that's one thing we discussed was, just how many more fights there are, with women. And this is, I know it's big for Rob to have, to have you on the card as well. And, you're taking on Caitlin Perkins. So what can you tell us about Caitlin?
I don't know, honestly. I don't really know anything about her. So.
Well, there we go. That's good. I guess it could be a good thing in the aspect of, it's going to be a surprise to you. And, it's going to bring the best out of you, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just preparing for a good fight. I don't know anything about her. I'm just going to stick to my game plan and hopefully it works well for me.
That sounds good.
There you go. Yeah. Now, is this, I guess after the event Saturday night, what do you want to accomplish, in the future? I mean,
right, moving on.
Yeah, like moving on. I mean, you're really young, so I mean, it's one of those things. Like, what do you want to see your career end up, here in the future?
I would love to keep trying to do this. I want to keep trying to excel in my boxing career, in the MMA career, and the jiu-jitsu career. I want to keep trying to do all three of them. I just hope that if I excel at all of them, then I definitely want to keep doing it. But if I don't excel at one, I might just focus on the other two or something like that. But I got some time to figure it out. So,
yeah. What is your favorite out of those three, would you say?
Man, that's really hard.
I
love all three of them.
Right.
I really do love all three of them, and there's aspects to each one that I really like. I don't know. I seem to be maybe better at the, or maybe best at the jiu-jitsu stuff. Maybe because I'm more flexible at it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really like the jiu-jitsu stuff. And,
right.
I mean, boxing and Muay Thai, it's all of it's great.
So do you see yourself going pro in MMA more than boxing or just jiu-jitsu because they're both mixture?
If I was going to go pro in anything, it would probably be MMA.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. And, obviously, we wish the best for you. I mean, obviously, but, But it is, especially with the explosion of the women's MMA, is that something that you had followed before, you know, it really got big, and you had a dream to do MMA before all that, or is it something with the recent explosion of it that you really decided to get into it?
I think it was before, because I never really saw myself going pro. I mean, it's my amateur debut in MMA fighting. If I happen to do well down the road, pro might be something that I would consider. But the recent MMA stuff that has exploded for women lately, it's been fantastic that women have gotten that kind of push. But I just kind of enjoy it, and I just like being active. I like doing a lot of physical stuff. I played a lot of sports, so I really enjoy this. It's something that stuck with me.
Now, you are fighting at 120. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how the new Ultimate Fighter, the season is a 115 for UFC. I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the episodes. And
I've seen a couple, but I don't follow it that much. I've been like really focused.
Yeah,
on
I understand. Absolutely, that's more important. I mean, when you go to pro, do you see yourself staying around that weight or moving up to 135?
I don't know. I'm kind of small. I would probably even benefit better by fighting at like 115 or something, because I only walk around at like 125, maybe 130 if I'm feeling fat. But
right.
135 would be hard for me to get up to. I'd have to build a lot of muscle. It'd probably take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel you there. I have no chance.
Well, we know that you have a strong background in boxing, and I know that you love jiu-jitsu. Going forward to this fight, are you planning on doing a little more toe-to-toe to see if you can explore and see what Caitlin's weakness is, or are you planning on taking her down and just going with your own tempo?
Honestly, I don't really have a big plan. I'm just gonna have to. I'm very good at adapting, so I'm gonna try my luck standing up. Doesn't work, might take it to the ground, or even if she decides to take it to the ground, I think I'm pretty well rounded and ready to adapt to whatever she throws out. So, I mean, my game plan is pretty much just gonna be when I get there.
Get the W,
when I'm in
right?
The cage, so yeah.
That's the strategy. I like the spontaneity. That's great.
Plan for everything, pretty much. Is
yeah.
What I'm gonna do.
Oh wow.
Well, that's good though, because you see a lot of fighters, that is their downfall, is the fact that they don't adapt, and you know, most of the time it ends up in an L, and you don't. I mean, like you said, you're preparing for everything, and that's what it's all about. So, I mean, you know, with that being said, I can see it. I mean, you're going to have success if you prepare that way. Prepare for everything. That's just, you know, that's just the way it is, and that when it comes to it.
Yeah, and I'm lucky that I really enjoy everything to prepare for it. So it's not. I'm not happy about trying to learn jiu-jitsu or whatever. I'm happy about learning all of it. So
there you go.
That's great.
Has it been a tough training camp?
Raw definitely has a tough one. It's a lot of work. All the coaches here, they do an extremely well job, and it's a lot of work. Always sweating, always working.
Yeah. Now, you said you walk around somewhere in between 120 to 125. Do you follow any specific nutrition or diet before the fight, coming up to the fight?
Just eat well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just do chicken, fruit, spinach salad, stuff like that. But I'm really not that strict. I like a lot of food, and I just don't eat, which is terrible for me. Like, I'm not going to eat cookies and pizza before the fight.
They're my favorite.
Yeah.
They are my best.
As much as I want to, I can't and expect to fight well, so.
That's true. Now, especially, you know, there's been a lot of controversy coming out the past couple of weeks, you know, with weight cutting, you know, there was. Do you foresee that, you know, being an issue in? I mean, obviously, you haven't experienced that, you know. Thank God for it. You know, that's just. But some people, obviously, you know, the extreme weight cuts. What kind of issues do you think those? Do you foresee that being a big issue coming, you know, down the pipeline? Or, I mean, obviously not for you, but you know, overall with the sport.
Do you mean like people trying to cut like a ridiculous amount of weight?
Yeah, I mean, because
really smaller. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's you know, one of those things. I mean, the UFC event, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, what, you know, that event right there, you know,
he was cutting weight and he fainted and hit his head and
that's what they're saying. But,
yeah. that's just not smart. If you're gonna faint before your fight, like, you can't even fight.
I know, exactly.
There's no chance going in.
I hope it's not an issue.
I'm never gonna do that. Like, if I can't really get that small. I'd have to try and fight at like 75 pounds or something if I wanted to cut that bad. But I don't really think it'd be an issue. I mean, if people try to do it to me, that's just on them. I guess they're not gonna feel their best. And
it's
more on them.
I was gonna say, because it seems like it's more of a health issue for. It's just been coming up, and it's, you know, because obviously, you know, cutting extreme amounts of weight is, you know, obviously very dangerous, and especially a couple of days before a fight. I mean, you obviously have to be pretty conscious to know exactly where you can, you know, where you can fight best. And I guess it seems like some people don't do that, but you have seem to have a good head on your shoulders when it comes to it.
Yeah, I really don't want to be fainting before a fight. That would not be good.
Yeah, obviously. So do you have anything else?
Final question. Let's see. You know, down the road, you turn pro. If you could have a dream fight with anyone in MMA right now, who would it be?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know right now.
Who's your favorite fighter that you like to watch or you imagine or picture yourself going against?
Oh, man, that's really tough. Yeah. I don't know. I love a lot of the women today.
It could be man or woman.
Honestly, I'm not sure.
That's all right.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, you're not going to be calling out Kat Zingano or anything like that. I mean...
Oh, gosh, I don't think so. She's pretty tough chick, I don't know.
That she is. Well, we want to thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us. I know you're taking your time out of your training camp, and we appreciate it. So, you know.
Oh, it's not a problem. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Best of luck Saturday night, and we'll definitely be there to check it out. So thank you so much again, and best of luck.
Thank you, Lauren.
Awesome.
Thank you. Bye. So there we have it. There's our interview with Lauren Davies. Very nice of her to join us.
Yeah.
And like I said, the event is Saturday night, and she's going up against Caitlin Perkins. And I believe it's both of their MMA.
Yeah, MMA debut.
Yeah, MMA. Okay, now I can't speak. You gotta be kidding.
She sounds pretty confident, though, I gotta say, you know. Talking about her strategy, she says she's planning for everything, you know, worst and the best.
I think that's what you have to do. I mean, you have to be prepared for.
Especially not knowing, you know, because the opponent is also unknown, so it's hard to get a grasp of what kind of style she's gonna be coming up with. So you probably do have to plan for everything. But yeah, she sounds like she's well-rounded, you know, boxing and jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be an exciting event.
It will be a good one. I'm pretty confident in the fact that it's gonna be a good fight, and I'm looking forward to it. So with that being said, Jen, I think that's it. And
yeah,
we'll probably, I don't know, we may be doing a show Saturday night after the event. I don't know, it depends. We may actually do one on our way home.
Yeah, a brief
actually that, you know, that may work.
Yeah,
you know,
we can do that. Like, yeah. Well, thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, sir. And again, we'll be back on
Saturday,
like I said,
night.
Maybe Saturday night on our way back from the event. But again, it's Elite Fighting Series. Check it out. It's up in Dayton, Ohio at the Convention Center.
Starting at 7:30.
Yeah. So thank you so much, and we'll see you guys later on.
Thank you, guys.